This is Clara Ellis. She comes into the office complaining of feeling increasingly short of breath. She was recently in Southern Tennessee Medical Center with congestive heart failure. She had a left pleural effusion. It was tapped with 1,000 cc's removed. She now is feeling worse and more short of breath, even though she's been heavily diuresed and has lost quite a bit of weight, period. Paragraph, she has a history of congestive heart failure, degenerative arthritis, atrial fibrillation, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, colon polyps, sleep apnea, and she's on multiple medications, period. Insert A, 118 over 64, pulse 75, temp 99.7, weight 231, height 5'3", she's obese. She's wearing oxygen. Her O2 sat is 95% on 3 liters. Her neck veins are visible, but not distended. Her chest has markedly diminished breath sounds on the left. Heart sounds are irregular. She's got one chronic 2+ edema of the lower extremities. Her chest x-ray shows a large left pleural effusion, unchanged from previously. Recent potassium 3.9, creatinine 1.2, INR 2.8. Assessment, congestive heart failure, but atypical left pleural effusion with increase in the size. Plan, she'll be admitted for further diagnostic studies and possibly thoracentesis, although she is fully anticoagulated. I discussed this with hospitalist patient at review staff. Richard Zimmerman comes back. He has pain in his legs and in his back. He's got degenerative arthritis of his back. He had an arterial duplex insert, A130 over 82. Back on Richard Zimmerman, blood pressure 130 over 82, pulse 64, weight 157. His arterial duplex reveals slightly diminished ankle breaker pressure indices and diffuse calcification. Assessment, he's got vascular disease plan, stress diet, stress medicine compliance, stop smoking. Patient had review statement. Alta Thompson comes in for a physical exam. She's been having pain in her left upper abdomen and left flank region that comes and goes. It hurts when she moves. It's been going on for 4 days, period, paragraph. She has multiple other medical problems, including hypertension, osteoporosis, rheumatoid arthritis, a bundle branch block, CVA, carotid stenosis, atrial fibrillation with a diminished ejection fraction, and chronic renal insufficiency. Past surgical history, hysterectomy, allergies, Fosamax, aspirin, Actonel, Miacalcin, Relefin, medication, C-list, social history, she doesn't smoke or drink, alcohol, family history, father had a heart attack, mother had a stroke and diabetes, 132-point ROS on chart. Objective, on exam, her blood pressure is 116 over 68, pulse 60, temp 98.1, weight 179, height 5'6", she is overweight. Exam is the same on chest, she's got kyphosis. Heart sounds irregular. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, and no masses. She refused pelvic and rectal exam. Extremities, left lower extremity somewhat edematous compared to the right. Neurologically, she's alert and oriented. Cranial nerves intact. She does have a tremor of her hands. Assessment, her pain may be due to her osteoporosis, but it's primarily in the flank. She does have pain in her left calf and some edema, and cannot rule out a pulmonary venous abnormality, i.e. DVT. Plan, we're going to get ultrasound of her kidneys, and we're going to take a look at her left leg to see if she has a DVT. We're checking appropriate blood work, checking her proton INR. We're going to follow her renal insufficiency with a GFR, patient and review statement follow-up. Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L, Hall, comes for a physical. He's having no new problems. Past medical history, hemangioma, past surgical history, no major surgery, allergies, penicillin, medication, none, social history, does not smoke or drink. Family history is positive for thyroid and heart disease, 132-point ROS on chart. Male physical, blood pressure, 122 over 74, pulse 78, height 5'7", weight 154. Exam, all the same. EKG, sinus rhythm, assessment stable, plan, check appropriate blood work. Urinalysis, stool samples for occult blood. fill out his DOT form, patient interview statement. Leona McBee, she's been having some diarrhea off and on for 3 days. Not a lot of pain and no fever, period. She's also complaining of pain in both of her legs and states that she thinks that she has lost the circulation to her right leg, period. Insert A, 119 over 79, pulse 60 in irregular weight, 132. Abdomen soft, bowel sounds hyperactive, no tenderness. Lower extremities, multiple scars over her right knee, diminished pulses in the lower extremity, left lower extremity also diminished. Assessment, hope she hasn't had an embolus, but she doesn't seem to be at risk for gangrene of her lower extremities at this time. Plan, stools for C. difficile, culture and sensitivity, ultrasound her abdomen and her lower extremities, and follow-up. Patient Ed review statement. Fred Mathis, M-A-T-H-I-S, recently in the hospital for four broken ribs. Went home. Now he's having increasing shortness of breath, cough, and congestion, period. He's had no high fevers. Insert A120 over 64, pulse 78, temp 98, 96.9. Chest, bilateral bronchi, tender on more so on the left. Abdomen soft, no edema. O2 sat 94%. Assessment, he may have pneumonia. He is so fragile he cannot go get a chest x-ray. Therefore, he is going to be admitted today for further evaluation and breathing treatments, etc. Patient Ed review statement. Franklin Morris, he comes in. His blood pressure is doing better on the twice a day amlodipine. He feels better. He's getting 140 systolic. Insert A150 over 72, pulse 80, temp 96.7, weight 180, height 6'2", heart sound regular, lungs clear, no edema, assessment stable, plan, follow up 3 months with physical. Patient Ed review statement. Betty Brinkley, she's here for follow up from hospitalization where she was discharged on the 8th of January from Southern Tennessee Medical Center with interstitial pneumonia and respiratory distress. She has been placed on Coreg and Advair. She also has been using oxygen, several liters, and has had a nebulizer, which she has not been able to afford, period. Past medical history, diverticulosis, cirrhosis, TIA, hypertension, and COPD. Insert A120 over 85, pulse 60, temp 96, weight 132, height 5'2", HNT unremarkable, heart sounds regular, lungs few bronchi, abdomen soft, no edema, O2 sat 95% on room air. Assessment markedly improved. Plan, we will refill her medicines and see her within 4 weeks. We'll check blood work, follow her liver function, follow her pulmonary function. Patient Ed review statement. William Wise, he's now using his Androderm. His testosterone level was into the normal range. He had a hemoglobin A1C of 6.9 at the VA hospital, where he's had his blood drawn recently, period. He is also seeing Dr. Naeem, N-A-Y-E-E-M, nephrology. Insert A122 over 64, pulse 70, temp 98.4, weight 216, heart sounds regular, lungs clear, no edemas. He's got a right arm amputation. Assessment, he's stable now. Plan, continue current medicines. Follow up 3 months. Patient Ed review statement. I'm asking him to have blood work sent to me from the VA. Marvin Goodstein, he comes for follow-up. He's doing fairly well. He's been maintaining his weight and feels well. He's had no recent chest pain. Insert A110 over 78, pulse 64, weight 139. Heart sounds regular, lungs are clear. He's got increased dorsal kyphosis. He's got a tremor. Assessment, he's maintained his weight since October. Plan, try to increase nutrition. Observe, patient had review statement. And Mary Taylor, she comes in. She's got a headache on both sides. It's been going on for 3 months. She's got a mother and a sister who had brain tumors, and she's very worried. Insert A140 over 88, pulse 62, weight 224, fundi unremarkable, neurologically alert, no cranial nerves intact. Plan, CBC, BMP, set rate, CT scan of the head with contrast, and follow-up. Cheryl Mason, S-H-E-R-Y-L, Mason, subjective. She's got vertigo, nausea. She thinks she may have an sinus infection. Insert A158 over 90, pulse 84, temp 98.4. Throat clear, ears, some wax. She does get some nystagmus. Assessment, vertigo plan. Meclizine 3 times a day. Doxycycline 100 milligrams daily. Home rest, patient ed review statement. Terry Barnes has got multiple problems, the worst being severe rheumatoid arthritis on multiple medications. Also has hypertension, period. He's had a herniated lumbar disc. He's doing fairly well today. Allergies, Plavix, and possibly Viagra. Medications, multiple C lists. Social history does not currently smoke for the past 3 years. Family history of rheumatoid arthritis, 132 point ROS, objective 122 over 70, pulse 76, temp 98, weight 275, height 6'0". He's obese. Male physical, HNT, glands, neck, chest, cardiovascular, all the same, abdomen, same, rectal, same, extremities, changes consistent with rheumatoid arthritis, urologic, same, EKG, normal sinus rhythm, assessment seems fairly stable, plan continue current medicine, check appropriate blood work, patient had review statement, refill, alprazolam, and atenolol, follow-up. Betty Powers, she thinks she's coming down with the flu. Insert A 140 over 80, pulse 80, temp 98.2, weight 199, throat red, chest clear, nasal increased nasal mucus. Assessment possible prodromal symptoms to the flu. Plan Tamiflu 75 milligrams BID. Home rest. Patient had review statement. Robert Shanks Jr. Subjective: he's been having intermittent episodes of pain in his chest that come and go for several weeks. Period. He does have a family history of coronary artery disease and hyperlipidemia. He does not smoke at this time. His blood pressures have been normal. Paragraph. He also complains of some tingling in his feet from time to time. Insert A 130 over 82, pulse 66, temp 98.4, weight 235. HNT unremarkable. Chest clear. Heart sounds regular. Abdomen soft. Good pulses in the feet. His EKG is unremarkable. Assessment: etiology unclear. Plan blood work. Stress test to rule out coronary artery disease. Patient had a few statements.